Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We have a website, thephilhendryshow.com website. Go there, look at it, log off, and pray you never have to go back on again. Now, go there and look, and perhaps you might want to pick up a copy of our CD, The Best of the Phil Hendry Show, 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. It's only $23.50. We've made $135,000 so far from you guys, you very, very generous and fine people, for my friend's place. That's where the money goes. $3.50 for shipping and handling, but the other 20 goes directly to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And I think it's important for everybody, no matter where you're listening to the show. A lot of these kids wind up out here and they're on the street, and they come from Wisconsin, and they come from New York, and they come from Florida, and they come from all over, and they don't have anything. They thought maybe they'd be a movie star, but they've realized it took more than 3 days to do it, so now they're eating out of a garbage can, and these kids contract AIDS. They've got all kinds of medical problems. They need a place to live. They need a place to get their stuff together and get their life going in the right direction again. That's what my friend's place does. They've been doing it for 10 years, and they're expanding. And they provide job counseling, and they provide medical service, and they provide AIDS testing, and they provide things to help these guys. So when you pick up our CD, that's who you're helping. 1-800-449-8686. Open phones till the end of the show. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm the lady who was talking.
Are you? Oh, you're the lady. Is this the one, Mike? So you're the lady whose daughter-in-law is not speaking to her?
My daughter-in-law is not speaking to me because of my grandson. Now, my daughter-in-law was married to my son. He does not live with her anymore. And that is unfortunate. So if there is no man in my boy's life, in my grandson's life. And I wanted to ask you if you knew about Hef Hefner on the Playboy Channel, what you thought of that.
Because who? Hef Hefner? You mean Hugh Hefner?
Hugh Hefner on the Playboy Channel. And
well, I do know that the Playboy Channel was involved in some kind of a court ruling.
Well, I believe that my grandson, his name is Darius, and I want for that child to have a man explain life to him and let him know what is right between a man and a woman. And my grandson does not have a father because my son is no longer involved in his life.
So this grandson is your son and your daughter-in-law's son, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Why is your son no longer in this boy's life?
You know, I do not know. I know there is a falling out between his mother and him, but he's no longer in the boy's life. And I don't know
it. Are you in touch with him?
I'm in touch with him.
Were they married?
Yes, they were married, yes.
But he has run off and is no longer in touch with his boy.
Well, he is sees a child every couple of weekends. But I don't think at this time in his life, he is 11 years old, that a boy needs more than just the occasional presence of his father. Now, he spent some time with his cousin Robert, but that's not a good situation. And I caught him because he spends his days over here after school because his mother works. And I caught him.
All right, so you take care of him. You babysit him after school?
That's correct, yes.
And then his mother comes and gets him?
Yes, sir.
And what did you... You said you caught him what?
I caught him masturbating.
Okay, I mean, that's... How old is he?
He's 11 years old. And he was doing it. It was a brassiere ad.
Do you have pornography in the house?
No, I do not. It was a brassiere ad from a Macy's magazine that I've got. And I didn't know what to do.
And all right, well, he's 11 year old, and...
Well, I did not know what to do, and so I told about the Playboy Channel, which I think is very tasteful. Hef Hefner and all the Playboy Rabbit women, and all of them, and I thought, and I didn't know what to do with the child, so I sat him down.
Now, you're talking about Hef Hefner. That's Hugh Hefner, right? And the Rabbit Women?
Yes, sir, about Hef Hefner and the Rabbit Women. I was talking...
Hold on for a minute. What is she talking about? Is she talking about the Playboy Bunnies? Consider, who the hell is Hef Hefner and the Rabbit Women? Dear?
Yeah.
They're called Playboy Bunnies, okay? And they work...
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Hefner had the rabbit, the bunny. And he sleeps with a lot of them and everything. And I know, but he is a man who has a lot of sex. And he sleeps with a lot of these rabbit women, or I mean the bunnies. But I thought the Playboy channel is tasteful because it does not have hardcore. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't know that Playboy channel has what, softcore? Let me ask my resident expert, Mike Schaefer. Is the Playboy channel softcore porn since your wife's been out of town for 3 days, or it's softcore only?
That's right. That's what I knew. Now, Darius is 11 years old, and I wanted him to understand how it is for a man and a woman to make the love. Because so I made some popcorn, and I had some Henry Weinhardt. Now, I did as I went on pay-per-view on the Hef Hefner channel.
And, now, what is that, the Playboy channel?
That is the Playboy channel. Yes, sir, it is. And I ordered two movies because I wanted my boy, my grandson, to see how it is between a man and a woman. And
well, you're talking about some pretty graphic sexual education, and you're a woman, and you didn't feel qualified to give that to him?
No, sir, I did not. Because just for that very reason, I am a woman.
And this boy's father can't do this?
I don't think the man is comfortable talking to the child that way. And I think it's the hardest thing in the world for a parent to do is to talk to the child about the man and woman making the love. And so I wanted to do, I'm his grandmother, it's harder for me to do. So I sat there and I got pay-per-view on the Hefner channel.
The Playboy, the Hefner channel being the Playboy channel?
Yes, I did.
So what did you do?
I ordered two movies on pay-per-view. One was called Ass Wide Shut, and the other called The Boner Collector. Now, I got these because they're on my bill from last month, and my daughter-in-law had seen that, and I said, this is the problem with Darius, that he does not know the facts of life, because she had seen that on the bill, and she knew that he was over.
And well, what did you do? You said you made popcorn, and you sat your grandson down.
I had a Henry Weinhardt beer. I made popcorn. I wanted to make this, and we got Boner Collector and Ass Wide Shut. Now, I told that he got through Ass Wide Shut and halfway through Boner Collector, and then he said he was tired and he needed to go to bed. So I said, well, you go off to bed then, Darius. So I didn't keep the boy up too late. And his mother, my daughter-in-law, she gets wind of this, and she told me that I had no right. And I'll tell you, and I told her, you don't get between a dog and his meat, and you don't get between a grandma and her grandson. You know,
and also, so I can understand there's a dispute between you and your daughter.
That's right. And all the people.
Now hold on for a minute. She's your daughter-in-law, right?
That's correct, right. And I told her.
Now hold on for a minute. Your daughter-in-law doesn't want you showing her son, your grandson. What were the movies? The Boner Collector and Ass Wide Shut. Now what was this on? This is on the.
On the Hefner channel.
On the Hefner channel. Is that the Playboy channel?
I do not know.
You don't know?
No, I do not.
Is that Hugh Hefner?
That's Hef Hefner, right.
I don't know who Hef Hefner is.
That Hef Hefner and the Rabbit Women is all
I... Yeah, I think you're thinking of Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Bunnies, because I don't know who Hef Hefner and the Rabbit Women is. Okay, I don't understand. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the man said you'd understand.
That's right. That's right. I do understand it. I think it's... does he publish the magazine?
The Playboy.
That's the one. Okay, that's the Playboy channel. And by the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This lady is talking about her grandson, who she showed. You showed the boy two softcore porn films by way of explaining the facts of life to him.
That is correct, yes, sir. And now I am in trouble with his mother. She is my daughter-in-law. She's not my daughter. And she said that I had no right. And I told her, you don't get between a dog and his meat.
Well, when you say you don't get between a dog and his meat, you're saying that as the grandmother you have special proprietary interest?
Yes, I do. Because she had my son with her husband. She drove him away. And now I don't think that boy is in a home where there is a man to explain these things to him.
All right, so because there is no man to explain the facts of life to him, you went ahead and ordered on pay-per-view a couple of softcore porn movies.
That's right. Now, he got through Ass Wide Shut.
Yeah, I understand it was Ass Wide Shut and the Boner Collector.
That's right. That's all I'm saying. And a Hef Hefner.
And when you keep calling him Hef Hefner, it's Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Bunnies, okay?
And the rabbit. And so that's right. Bunny.
It's not Hef Hefner and the Rabbit Women. It's Hef Hefner and the Playboy Bunnies. Hef Hefner and the Rabbit Women. That's a band. All of you guys out there looking for a band name, you just got it. All right, dear, I'm just joking around.
Well, I did not know the name, okay? I was just trying to...
No, I know that you don't know the name. Your daughter-in-law has got a point. I don't think you should be showing an 11-year-old boy, and maybe I'm wrong, you're his grandmother, and maybe you know what's best for him, okay? But showing him a couple of softcore porn movies just to get him the facts of life, and...
You know something? You can't tell me what to do with my grandson. I love my grandson very much, and I will never hurt my grandson. I would die before I hurt that child.
But you're showing him a couple of softcore porn movies, and your daughter-in-law saw the names of these movies. Ass Wide Shut and The Boner Collector is not what I would call something's going to make a parent happy.
Well, I tell you that I think she is wrong. I think she has come into my home, and she has told me what to do.
Yeah, but showing her son two softcore porn movies just to get him the facts of life, she may think that you're invading her home. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I have seen these movies. On a cable box.
Well, you might have seen the movies advertised. I know they have the pay-per-view movies, but it's a big stretch.
Well, Ass Wide Shut had a plot. It was about a young woman coming into her own. Okay, and Boner Collector is about a young man who was a young man who was trying to figure out life.
Well, Ass Wide Shut, I don't know what these movies are about, and I don't know that they're, it's applicable, okay? I'm just saying that this is a mother, and you are the grandmother, and I don't know that you have, what am I looking for, that you'd have the right. Ass Wide Shut's about a young woman coming into her own. 1-800-449-8686. This is a grandmother who is in trouble with her daughter-in-law because she showed her grandson two softcore porn movies off the Playboy channel to show the kid how mothers and, you know, men and women interact. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Well, this is a lady Mike Schaefer directed to me. She's a grandmother, and let me maybe ought to get her name so that we're not total strangers here. Dear, what is your name?
Yes, sir. My name is Mavis Leonard. I live in Bellflower, California.
Okay, Mavis. Now, your daughter-in-law is angry at you because your grandson, who stays with you after school until she can pick him up, you are concerned that the boy doesn't have a man in his life to learn the facts of life. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. You showed the boy a couple of softcore porn movies from the Playboy channel, The Boner Collector and Ass Wide Shut, right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Because you wanted him to get the facts of life?
Because I wanted him to know how the man and woman make the love.
Did you say you were drinking beer, too?
I had a Henry Weinhardt. I love a Henry Weinhardt. And I also made him Shirley Temple, you know. I put some vodka in it only to show him that...
You put vodka into the drink?
But hold on. To show him that how a man get a woman lubricated on a social level, that's all, as a social mixer.
Yeah, but you were demonstrating to the boy by having him drink it?
No, I just showed him softcore porn and also vodka to show how to be the romantic. You know, hardcore porn, that's not for a woman to, is not romantic.
All right, so the story is interesting here because you're feeding the kid booze.
No, I just tell him to take a sip to know what it's like.
To know what it's like to socialize with a woman. All right. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. What the grandmother did shows total cowardice on her part. Using porn to explain the birds and the bees. I mean, my 4-year-old could grasp it if I wanted to explain the birds and the bees.
Well, then why don't you explain it to your 4-year-old?
I have.
All right.
Graphic sex between
porn stars. You're talking to a 4-year-old child about graphic sex. I think it's much, much worse.
No, I'm not. That's just it.
How do you explain the facts aloud to a 4-year-old? How do you explain the facts aloud to a 4-year-old? That's my 11-year-old grandson.
you can use the appropriate words, but what I'm saying
is... Well, you putting your finger into a hole or something and saying, look, this is how it's done.
Excuse me. Do you want to hear or not?
Not really, no.
I guess
I'm telling you what I did with my 11-year-old grandson.
And I know, and an 11-year-old is totally capable of
understanding. Well, I don't know that you are the person to tell me how to live my life, because I raised 6 children. I have 7 grandchildren.
Am I getting them drunk?
I don't know who you are. But you're telling your 4-year-old child.
Stars is no way to teach a child about what should be enjoyed by
4-year-old child.
Married adult.
The fact the birds and bees at the age of 4, I think, is sick too. So thank you for your opinion.
Telling a 4-year-old the facts of life may just as be just as sick. But the point she's making is, at 11, it's weird. Okay.
She's telling a 4-year-old child how a man and woman do the bump ugly. I think that
she didn't say that. She said that she explained it to her 4-year-old child. Okay, using some terms that she'd understand. Here is Poway on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Poway. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm about out of range.
Yes, sir.
I'm just amazed. I'm appalled that any woman, let alone a grandmother, would take this type of approach with a grandchild.
Well, what's wrong with this boy needs a man?
Let me finish, ma'am. I mean, you're interrupting. It's not polite. So let me finish.
Well, I don't need a white man talking down to me, okay?
No, wait a minute. This is not about race, okay?
You know,
the man wants to say what he wants to say, okay?
All right, just don't talk down to me. That's all.
The relationship between a man and a woman should be a very sacred thing, and children should be taught the sacredness of their relationship.
Well, whatever.
Not through pornographic movies and not through drinking it at an age they shouldn't even be considering that stuff.
Well, you know,
a grandmother has not got the right to get between a mother and a child. The mother and the child.
Well, now, I saw The Boy, The Boner Collector, because it was a movie about a young man coming into puberty. Have you ever seen The Boner Collector?
No, ma'am.
I don't degenerate
myself to that grade.
Are you one of them right-wing Christians?
No, what you should be teaching...
You are, aren't you? You right-wing Christian.
Teaching your son...
I think you ought to loosen up and get yourself a copy of Ass Wide Shut.
Is to respect
and a drink.
Women and to respect the relationship
between a man and a woman.
That's what you should be teaching.
Well, what you need is a copy... I'll teach him respect if you get a copy of Ass Wide Shut and you get yourself a cocktail.
Well, the guy is talking about respecting women.
I'm a woman. I know how to respect women. I know what respecting women is all about. I don't need no lecture from some right-wing cracker in Poway. I'll send him a copy of The Boner Collector. He can look for himself. Okay.
Well, what do you got, a piece of the action in these two movies? You keep mentioning the names of them. Look, I'll go rent them. I'll go watch them, okay? And
you should, because they're very educational. I think they'll help young people.
Ass Wide Shut would help young people, okay? I'll check it out. El Cajon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi. If this was my mother-in-law, I would be calling the police right now.
Calling the police for showing a boy a TV show?
For giving him alcohol.
I said that's what you show a young boy, to show him how you lubricate a woman in a social
but
activity.
But it's not legal.
Okay.
Hold on for a minute, okay? There's a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about. Giving alcohol to children is not necessarily illegal. In many Italian homes, they serve wine with dinner, okay?
So it's legal in San Diego?
It's legal in the United States of America for a parent if they want to give their kid alcohol, okay? You can't contribute to the delinquency of a minor by getting them intoxicated, but there are a lot of families ethnically who enjoy alcohol at dinner as part of that tradition.
Okay.
That's
well,
right. Thank you, Mr. Henry, for setting that lady straight, because she didn't know what she's talking about.
Right.
Second of all, it's not your child. It's not your child.
He's my grandson, all right?
But he's not your child.
And he is my grandson, so I know how to take care of my grandson. Thank you very much.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Where can we get a copy of Ass Wide Shut?
Now, I tell you what. If you put me on hold, I will...
Cause since you say it's so educational.
Right. I'll give a number to Mr. Schaefer, all right?
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, you don't need to be telling me all about Ass Wide Shut and all of the, you know, the Boner Collection.
I had seen all these little Close Encounters of a Naked Kind. Where Anal Intruders 4.
I know all of these films. We don't have to talk about them. You showed your kid, and he's not your kid. He's your grandson, right?
He is my daughter. He's my son's son. Not my daughter-in-law, my son. All right? And so,
because there's a lot of people saying that you have no right, excuse me, you don't have any right to talk about a young man, to talk to a young man who is somebody else's son, right?
He's the son of my son.
What about the daughter-in-law?
That doesn't count. She's a daughter-in-law. She's not my flesh and blood. And that's all I'm trying to say.
So you went and showed him these porn movies and gave him booze?
I gave that child a little bit of vodka, and that was on a shirt at Temple to show him how a man lubricated a woman in a social situation.
And all right. It's probably the way you're saying it that's bothering people. Oceanside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Oh, that lady there, you know what? Lady, if you was my mother-in-law, I'd put my foot so far up your black ass that you'd be biting my toenails. How dare you give that kid booze and let him watch porno movies?
Well, I do that, you know, and you know something, you talk real big, all right?
Oh, well, see, thank you. Thank you very much. I like that.
You have absolutely no way of proving or backing up anything you're saying.
You know what? Only fact that you know is you got burnt one time and you think that's the way to go.
That's
you
my grandson.
You are a disgrace to women.
That is my
and that's
grandson.
All there is. You don't know Jack.
That's my grandson, okay? And I will do anything I want to teach that child the facts
of
life.
And one of these days,
if you learn the facts of life, then you let me know, and maybe I'll send my grandson over your way, all right? That's if you lose about 30 pounds off your black ass, so you don't smother the child in the process.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding.
Come on, will you? City of Industry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm not kidding about that.
Go ahead.
Can I please talk to that lady?
Could you take it off the speakerphone, please?
No, it's not on speakerphone.
What is that echo? Are you standing in the bathroom there?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing my business.
You're in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dear. Here is Troy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say, you know, I understand what you were trying to do by showing your grandchild these movies, but you need to also say that there should be love. There should be, you know, commitment. It's not just people going around bumping uglies. There should be some sort of, you know,
oh, so all I'm saying, the thing I'm doing is all right. All I'm trying to say is I don't want my daughter-in-law sticking her nose in my business and telling me what to do with my grandson.
I'm not telling you what to do.
Daughter-in-law, because happens to be the kid's mother. The daughter-in-law is the kid's mother, okay? That's why she's sticking her nose into your business.
He is the son of my son. He is not my grandson. She doesn't have to have no right to stick her nose in my business.
He may be the son of your son, ma'am, but, you know, your son had a relationship with a woman, and the grandson is the product of those two people.
And how do you know these movies are not educational?
I'm not saying that they're not, but you can't tell me that softcore porn shows that there should be... You should be teaching your grandson that you should be married first, that there should be commitment.
How do you know that there's no love in there?
You're saying there's love in Ass Wide Shut?
Yes, there was. It was very beautiful.
Now, you should...
Why don't you believe me?
There was love in Ass Wide Shut?
Yes. To a man and a woman, it was very lovely.
Did they get married?
It was a woman and a man and something else.
See, that's... You should...
A man and a woman and something else.
Banging each other. People go out looking for love and relationships and
a man, a woman, and a thoroughbred horse.
Well, that's what sex is about. Sometimes it's just about banging each other, too, you know.
Yeah, but you can't tell an 11-year-old kid that. He'll go out and knock up some 15-year-old girl when he gets in the middle of the
He's going to go out and do that anyway, all right?
No, you should be teaching him that that's not right.
Not
we have
right?
enough unwed mothers as it is.
Well, then the girl shouldn't be letting him do that to her either. You know, I have to get all that condom and everything else like that. I just don't want him making a fool out of himself, not knowing where things go.
Not knowing where things go. Come on, man. You know, I remember when my dad taught me the facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most, I was in the car and he's driving along and he's being very mechanical and he's talking about all of this, you know, real mechanical stuff. And it was stuff that I already knew. I already knew it, okay? And
did you see Ass Wide Shut?
I did not see Ass Wide Shut. I didn't have to see it. It was stuff that I had already known because I've been reading porn magazines and things like that. Sometimes, you know, kids are going
to... Well, they're going to pick it up on their own off of the street. I do not want to expose my child to anything like that.
Picking it up off the street.
That's right.
So let's show him The Boner Collector.
It was a very lovely film. It had love and commitment in it. And
love and commitment in a movie called The Boner Collector.
That's right.
Just the mere title of that film says that there couldn't have been any commitment. Boner Collector.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you get it? How could it be commitment there?
Their commitment to collecting boners.
What I'm saying is the commitment to a love relationship. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'd like to talk to the woman.
She's right here.
Hi. I'd like to know, what is this about you wanting to teach your grandson how to socially lubricate women? Have you ever heard that women are intelligent? You know, if a man can sit down and talk to a woman and make
some intelligent
points. I'm
just talking about
points,
you give a woman a drink, and that helps ease the evening, you know, move the evening along.
Okay, so
if you're out with a man, and a man give you a vodka tonic, you know you'll be more, you'd like to talk to him, and you have fun, and you'll get up and dance and everything.
Get up and dance. So in essence, you're teaching this boy to get these women drunk so he can screw them?
Well, you know you like to have a drink, don't you?
Actually, you know, I really don't.
And you go out and have yourself a vodka tonic?
You need to teach more to women than sex.
There is more to women than sex. I know that, but he's 11 years old. He doesn't give a crap about the rest of
them. And teaching him that at 11 years old is absolutely ridiculous.
He
just
cares
don't
about,
do that.
He cares about, right now, he don't care about nothing else but that sex, right?
And, you know, you should have gone through your daughter-in-law. It really doesn't matter if she's not your blood or your relationship.
That's right. I totally agree with that.
How come
but
you don't
you
drink?
You need to ask her because that is the mother
well,
of
let me
that
ask
little
you a
boy.
Question. Let me ask you a question. How come you don't drink?
How come I don't drink?
Are you afraid
well,
if you have a vodka
honey,
tonic?
I'm underage.
You're underage?
Yeah.
You can have a drink from your daddy's liquor cabinet.
You know what? I'm
are
not
you afraid if you
that.
Have
you know,
a drink, you're
going to
spread your legs for your daddy
mm-hmm.
or something like that? I'm talking about...
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm saying she don't trust herself enough to have a drink.
I don't trust
she's
myself
not 21,
enough
okay?
to drink. No, I respect
you should have
myself
yourself a cocktail.
Not to get trashed with a bunch of guys.
I didn't say with a bunch of guys. I just said have yourself a cocktail with some of your girlfriends.
With some of my girlfriends?
Yeah.
But you're telling this guy that he needs to do this with women.
Well, I that's true.
And he's 11 years old.
Well, I tell you this much. When he gets old enough, he ought to have a drink with you.
Oh,
but
no.
I'll tell you,
no,
he
honey,
needs,
no.
You need more social lubricating than he does.
Honey, and that's
okay,
not
okay, all right.
Happen.
She's not going to have any drinks because she doesn't drink. Here is Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Albany, yes, hello.
Hi. I think that this woman's really disgusting. I think
I'm
the dirty old. I think
I've got a grandson who I'm trying to teach the ways of the world
okay.
to.
I think what you are is a dirty old lady who's probably getting off yourself teaching this child. That you're not teaching this child anything but to be disrespectful and to go out and disrespect women and be a pig and use women. That's
so
what you're
have,
teaching
you
him.
You have never seen the movie Randy Rides Alone?
No.
Never?
Never. I don't watch pornography. I don't need to.
That's not pornography.
And
that's
need,
a John Wayne movie. That's not.
That's not a John Wayne movie.
It's not pornography.
I don't care what it is. I do not need to teach my children.
What has that got to do with anything?
I just thought I'd throw that at her, see if she recognized it.
I don't.
Randy Rides Alone is a John Wayne movie.
Right. And she thought it was porn. What a filthy mind you've got.
Well, that's because that's what you're talking
no,
about.
No, you are have a filthy mind. I said
no, you have
I could have said How
mind.
The West Was Won. You would have thought that's a porn movie.
You're disgusting because you're sitting there showing your 11-year-old grandson pornography. You're the one that's probably getting off on watching the little boy do this. You're
it's
a sick woman.
It happened to be
woman.
A very, very a touching movie, ass wide
you
shut.
You are a very sick woman.
I think I recommend
and I think
for
that
you,
you need
especially.
Help, and I think that your visitations to your
really
grandchild
do.
Should be terminated.
I think you should watch Ass Wide Shut. You could benefit from it.
And I think your mouth should be ass wide shut.
Well,
because
you're welcome
you're
to
filthy,
try.
And you should not be talking like that.
You're welcome to try.
Would you like me to?
Yeah, come on.
Because I'd
bring it.
Smash it shut. You're filthy.
Come on, you
disgusting.
Bring it. I'm in
and
Los Angeles, so hell, I'll send you a plane ticket. You fly out here.
I think that what you need to do is I think you need to go and get psychiatric help because you're a pig.
I don't need
you're
to get no psychiatric help.
You're nothing more
I know Boner Collector was a
you're
touching
a
movie, and I love that, okay?
You're disgusting.
Pedophile's a man, not
what's
a woman,
the
dear.
Are you not getting laid enough that you have
look
to
it
watch pornography with your little grandson?
Well, I tell you what, if you'd like me to send you some tapes...
Well, whatever that means,
I think you're disgusting.
You come on out here and you talk that way to me,
I'll
kick
you out. And I think that what you're teaching this child is to go out and to abuse women and
right.
to have totally no respect for women when
exactly.
he gets older. He's just going to go out
that's
there and
right.
throw them and leave them, and that's what
right.
you're teaching him.
Good for
and
him.
You should be proud
Darius,
of yourself.
Darius, you know that? You're learning how to do that, right?
Yeah, I know that, Mama.
I'm teaching him how to kick ass on women. You're right.
Well, good.
And
you know
I'm doing a good job.
I think that you're a pedophile.
Have you beaten up any, women today?
I kicked a few ass today, yeah.
Good boy.
I now, think
I have
that
a woman in Albany, New York. I want you to go kick her ass.
Not be allowed to come over and visit you anymore, lady.
I'll put my boot up her ass.
My grandson's going to come visit you, put his boot up your ass.
Yeah, tell him to try it.
He said to try it.
I'm going
to
play the ticket now.
What's your address?
All right, never mind the address. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.